So, Tanisha, thank you so much for joining us. For those people that may not know, what is the Greater Newark LISC?
So LISC, which stands for Local Initiative Support Corporation, is a national intermediary that helps nonprofit community development organizations really transform their neighborhoods into healthy and sustainable communities. Our Newark location is one of 31 offices and has been around for the past 30 years here in the city of Newark, collaborating with community-based organizations in the city and in the surrounding area. So our goal really is to improve the quality of life for residents as well as business owners. Our work in Greater Newark, again, in the city and in neighboring communities, Irvington, Orange, Jersey City, we invest in housing and other real estate. We really work to help families increase their income and wealth. We work towards stimulating economic activity, improving quality education and access to it, and fostering safe and healthy communities. So we have many different approaches, and I can get into that a little bit more to talk more about our Growing Leadership Building Communities Conference.
So the conference that you're referring to is taking place at Rutgers Newark this weekend. Tell us what's the goal of the conference and what it's all about.
So one arm of our work is really our neighborhood work, which has this three-prong approach. And the goals are to develop residents' capacity so that they can lead change in their community. So we have a one-day leadership conference, which is taking place on Saturday. We have a six-month intensive program that we call Newark Resident Leadership Academy. And thirdly, we have what we call our small grants program, Neighbors Helping Neighborhoods. So this Saturday, our Growing Leaders Building Communities Conference is that one-day leadership training that is a one-stop shop opportunity for residents to really learn how to activate and galvanize their skills and talents to affect change in their community. We have six concurrent workshops that we have slated for Saturday, one of which we are very honored to have you host, which is the showing folks how they can be citizen journalists, how to capture information that they may see in their neighborhoods in a way that grabs information that is factual, that is timely and effective, that will help them to get to the solutions. Another workshop that we have is how to really develop the power of your voice, how to find the words that it is that you need to, again, address issues that you may see in your neighborhood, whether it be going before your local government officials, speaking to folks in law enforcement, or even working with educators or folks in the healthcare system that are providing services to community members. So it's really an all-encompassing day of learning, engagement, networking, and a space in which folks should feel comfortable to want to ask questions and figure out how they can continue to bolster and enhance their leadership capacity.
People that attend this weekend's conference, what do you want them to walk away with? What do you want them to walk away feeling? What do you want people to gain from this?
We totally want people to feel efficacious. We want them to feel like they are walking away from this conference with the abilities to know that they can effect change. They may walk in one way and walk out another way. We want for them to really kind of step it up, take it up a notch, take away what they've learned from the day's conference, which is from 9:30 to 3:30, and participate in every workshop and get a lesson or take a lesson away from it so that they can bring it back to their neighborhoods, share with their neighbors. No change is going to happen instantaneously, but definitely one more step towards achieving a goal to solutions on their blocks, whether it be through block associations, whether it's them becoming more involved with their local school PTA, being more civically engaged and interactive with all that is happening in the neighborhoods.
What are some of the issues that you hope that people will go back and tackle that you think are most important to improving the communities around them?
Things that often come up with residents, at least in our conversations with them, are around crime and safety and quality of life issues. So we want for them, again, to walk away feeling more informed, empowered, and motivated to pick up a broom maybe one day on a weekend and sweep the litter that they see outside, whether it be in front of their house, whether it be at the corner of their block. going to a town hall or a city council meeting, maybe to hear and learn what some of the pressing issues are and see how they can affect change, to kind of just become more informed, to better activate themselves, to encourage their neighbors to do the same, and really galvanize to do it, not in silos or individually, but to develop that collective impact. You know, we're all greater and better together. So if one walks away with a tool and a skill and a gift and more knowledge, the hope is that they pass that on and it becomes a domino effect.
Thank you so much, Tanisha, for joining us today.
Thank you.